As we conclude our series of shiurim on the concept of shumer hadalaylam, the shaila I saw in the sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, they're really in a very interesting way brings together all the various concepts that we've discussed in our shiurim about Vasisa, about Shuma Hadal Olam Vasisa Yosher Vatoif. There was a following shaila post. There was an individual in Eretz Yisrael who bought a empty lot with the intention of putting up two apartment buildings on that lot. He needed cash, so he borrowed $2 million from someone with the understanding that he's going to pay back the $2 million after he finishes building the first building and has income, profit, to pay back that loan. And he also obligated himself that within 6 months he's going to pay back the loan. After 3 months, he was already successful in building the outer frame, the outer structure of the first building. But for whatever reason, at that point, he got involved in difficulties and stopped building. So after 6 months, the Malva comes and says, I want my $2 million. He didn't have any cash available. So Besdin said that the lot with the structure has to be paid back to the Malva, because that the value of that was $2 million. So this Malva got this lot, got the building in where it was up to being built, took another builder, finished the first building, and if he's indeed successful in selling all of the 20 apartments in that building, he'll have a $500,000 profit, plus the other lot that's still available, the other half of the lot on which he could build another building. At that point, the loiva recovered and now comes to the malva and says that I have the money, the $2 million to give you. I want everything back. Shuma hadaloyla. So what's the halacha? So as we learn our Gemara, the concept is vasisa hayashiv atoif. So first glance, we would assume that the malva should indeed have to give back the building, should indeed have to give back the empty lot to the loiva. What is the halacha? So, as we mentioned in the previous year, indeed the halacha is Vasisa Yashva Toif, Shuma Hadal Oilam. The halacha, and that's the halacha as it's paskind in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat, Simen Kuf Gimel Sif Dalet. But now, the question comes in, a number of different machloikas rishonim. The first machloikas rishonim, as we discussed in our previous year, is how do we look at this transaction of Asisa Yoshva Toiv, of Shuma hadal shuma hadal oilam. Do we look at it as a new transaction? Till originally it was the loivus. Now, because he had to pay the debt, it became the malvus. And now the chazal tell him to sell it back. Or do we look at it as if it was never the malvus altogether? It was only the malvus because the loiva couldn't pay his obligation. But if he now could pay his now that he has the ability to give the money that's owed, he just takes back what is rightfully his. So that could all be argued regarding the lot. That could be argued regarding the outside structure that was ready there when the malva took what was owed to him, took this in lieu of the cash that was owed to him. But the malva built the rest of the building. What about that? So now we have a different shayla. The other machlokes rishonim that we discussed in our previous year. What is the halacha if the property went up in value? And as we discussed in our previous year, property going up in value could have two examples. One is that the property went up in value because the price of real estate went up. And one is that property went up in value because of the investment that the malva put into this property. And we said that too is a machloikus rishonim. Some rishonim are of the opinion that Shuma Hadal Olam says that even if it went up in value. But we quoted the Rosh that says that Shuma Hadal Olam is only if the property is as it was when it went there, when it was taken. But if it goes up in value, and we quoted the Torah explaining the opinion of his father, the Rosh, that certainly if it went up in value because the malva invested in it, and now to go say to the malva, we're going to ignore your investment and you have to give it back, and even if we'll say to the loiva you have to repay the malva for that, it doesn't make a difference. And as we explained, because the Rosh explains that there's a concept in halacha of shleitinel delus b'fnei lovin. And if a malva is going to be told, yes, if you lent money and the loiva doesn't pay you back the cash, he's going to have to give you his property. But you're going to always live with the cloud over your head that you'll invest in the property, you'll work on the property, and then it could be taken away from you at any time. So then he's never going to want to lend money. And therefore, the halacha is, it seems, that we don't say Shuma Hadal Olam. But now, if that's the case, ask the Sma, a Gevaldige Kasha. If according to the Rosh, as soon as the Malva does an investment in the property, the halacha of Shuma Hadal Olam falls away, so every Malva, as soon as he'll get a property, will do a minimal investment and cancel the ability of the loiva ever getting back his property. Moreover, there's a halacha which we discuss, we'll learn about now, Masechta and Masechta Bava Basra. The halacha ba metzra. The halacha is that if I have a property for sale, my neighbor has first rights of refusal to buy that property. And that din is also based on the pasuk of Asisa Hayoshev Atoif. And the halacha even says that if I violated this halacha, and where the neighbor was supposed to get right of first refusal, and I bought the property, so the right thing is, if the neighbor still wants it or wants it, I have to let him have it at the price that I paid. Of course, I don't have to lose money. But the halacha also says in Simen Kuf Ayin Hey that if I did any investment in the property, even though I violated the halacha of Asisa V'Yoshev HaToyv, at that point, I can't be made to give it back to the Ma'am Mitzra. So here too, as the Sma. So, no, what if a Bar Mitzra wants to guarantee, if a person wants to guarantee that the Bar Mitzra should never be able to get hold of this property, what he should do is, if he wants to guarantee that he shouldn't be able to get a hold of the property, what he should do is, he should make sure to do a minimal investment, do something, and then the halacha by Metzra will fall away. So regarding the second question, the Gra differentiates between the halacha by Metzra versus the halacha of Shuma Hadol Olam. He says, by Shuma Hadol Olam, it's much more the malvis than by the halacha by Metzra. And it really goes back to what we understood earlier. Because if we hold that Shuma Hadol Olam really makes it the malvis, so he's investing into his own property. Whereas by Bar Mitzra, it's really not his property. But that doesn't answer the first question. According to the Rosh, if you want to avoid ever having to deal with Shuma Hadol Olam, let the Malva make a minimal investment, and that will be enough. So to that, the Paiskim say that when the Rosh says that if the Malva made an investment, the din of Shuma Hadol Olam doesn't apply anymore, isn't just because he made an investment. It's only in a case where he substantially, significantly, because of investment, changed the nature of the property that he received. So if he planted on an empty lot, and he received an empty lot, and now it's a lot full of fruit. Or in our Gemara, where in our case that we're discussing, where he took an empty frame and built apartments in it, there the halacha is that indeed the halacha of Shuma Hadol Olam won't apply. But then he makes another point, which we also discussed in our previous year. And that is that it's very possible to say that the entire halacha of Shuma Hadol Olam doesn't apply that much bezman hazeh. Because there are rishonim that suggest that the only time we say Asisa Yoshev HaToyv is by karka, not by metatlin. And moreover, it's only by karka that the person has a relationship with, has a connection to. It's property that he had for many years. It's property that he had b'Yerusha. So the Torah recognizes Vasisa Yoshev HaToyv. The Torah recognizes Vasisa Yoshev HaToyv to tell us Vasisa Yoshev HaToyv, do what's right and give back the property that this person has a connection to. But suggest the Paiskim, where the case that we're discussing now is not really that this Malva has a real connection to this piece of property. He's an investor. He's a businessman. He bought a lot. He wants to build. He wants to make money. And he couldn't. That's not what we say, the connect concept that Shuma Hadal Olam, and he could say, I want my property back. And actually, there's a very nice raya to this concept. There's a Gemara that we learn a little later in our Perek here on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses a situation where I'm washing something for someone else, and I see this object getting ruined. And the Mishnah quotes Machlokes of the Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon Gamliel, should I sell it or should I leave it? And the Tanna Kamma says, I should leave it, not sell it. And the Gemara asks the question immediately, my Kamma, I see that this property, I see that this chayfetz that I'm watching is getting ruined, isn't it the right thing to do what's right on behalf of the owner and sell it? So Gemara says, no. And one of the reasons the Gemara says is right to the other Makash Loi, a person prefers his own item, Yoiser Mitisha Kavim Shel Chaveri, much more than the property owned by somebody else. And the question is, and the Paiskim and the Mefarshim of the Gemara there, in discussing that Gemara, explain what writes on the Kaf Shaloi. So they say the Kaf Shaloi is something that he worked on. We don't apply the concept of writes on the Kaf Shaloi on something that he didn't work on, that he just bought in the store. Because just like this that he bought in the store, he could buy something else in the store. So what do we see from that? That the entire concept of a connection only applies by something that I really have a connection to. But just to say, because I have this property, now I have a Sisra Yoshua Taif tells me I should get back the property, that's not what the halacha means to say.